If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me into the book of Acts? Let's go in to the 13th chapter. Acts chapter 13. I'd like to preach tonight, the Lord help me for a little while, on the grace of God, the grace of God. And I titled this, Grace for the Hour. How many knows we need grace for the hour?
Yes,
we do. Oh, Jesus.
Grace
for the hour. Holy Lord. I can tell you tonight, God's grace is sufficient. We might go through things and we might suffer, but God's got grace.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. Verse 42, 13 and 42. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Mm. Now, Paul's a preaching to the Jews. Now he's a preaching to the Gentiles. Verse 43. Now, when the congregation was broken up and many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them persuaded them to continue in the grace of God.
In the grace of God.
You may be seated. Oh, God. Paul and Barnabas is persuading the Jews and the Gentiles, Brother Jason.
Yes.
In other words, persuading them, begging them to stay in the grace of God. If there's ever a time that we need to stay where God's grace is, it's now.
Right now.
Stay with the grace of God.
Stay.
God will help you. And God will pull you through. God will strengthen you. God's grace will help us in the time of need. Oh, God, stay in the grace of God. I'd like to say here tonight that I love my church. Brother Jason, you know, things happen. And just like Brother Tom, Sister Joe up there,
you
never realize how much you need somebody and how important they are.
Either.
Oh, God. I want to tell everybody in this church, and there's, I don't know how many would watch Hallmark Oh, no, no. But you're special to God.
Yeah.
Brother Jason, I love everybody in my church.
Yeah.
I love God. And I like to say that you are important to the Lord. Oh, if we ever needed the grace of God, we need the grace of God.
We
to stay
it.
Together. And you say tonight, dear Jesus, put your love and put your grace down in my heart, God,
yes.
I pray. Lord, I appreciate you. I appreciate my brothers and my sisters. Oh, glory. Oh, everybody is special, Brother Charlie. You can just walk up there and walk down the hall of UK. I've seen people break down from the years to the old and the age. Their loved ones in there hooked up on the ICU and all these things, keeping them alive. It's been in accidents and everything. I don't know, God, how blessed we are to have the life and the health that we have. And I say, don't ever take God for granted. Don't ever take His Spirit for granted. Oh, Lord, I pray that God touches Brother Tom and gives him a miracle. How many can say, I know that God still performs the miracles and brings healings. He can heal. Oh, Jesus, I pray that I've said, Lord, precious shepherd of our soul, oh, divine physician, would you walk in there and beside his bed and touch him? If we ever needed a touch of the Lord, we need His touch. We need His grace to help us. Raise your little hand in the house. Oh, Jesus, how much we need you, God. We need your divine healing power.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
How many's ever come to times in your life? God I need you.
Yes.
I need you, God.
Yes. I need you. Yes. Charlie, I need him.
I need him.
Yes. I didn't even say tonight, I want you, Brother Tommy. I want the more.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
More than anything in the world, Brother Charlie, I want him.
Yes.
I love him. And I know that he loves me.
Yes.
And there comes times in our life, Brother Jason, we say, God, I need you. I can't make it on my own, dear Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I need your help and I need your touch.
Yes.
In your times of trouble, sorrows, and pain. Have you ever felt, Lord, how am I going to make it through? Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, through Jesus, you can make it tonight.
Yes.
Hey, his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Oh God.
His grace.
I stand before you all tonight. Boys, I stand here by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
I should not be alive. I had one foot in hell and the other was slipping into the flames when Jesus saved me.
Come on.
I know what it's like to get right at this door. I stand here by the grace of God. And every one of you are here tonight because of God's divine grace that has kept you. How many can say, I'm glad, Tommy, he's keeping me? Thank you, Lord. I am glad for the day that he saved me, Chevy. Over 51 years ago, the Lord called me and he drew me. I saw my need and I came to him. His good grace reached down and saved my wretched soul. No wonder the songwriter wrote it so good a long time ago. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. How many is glad you can say God's divine grace is still amazing? It is still amazing, hallelujah, that he would love somebody like you and I. Us mere mortals, oh God, was unfit. But Jesus came and brought the grace of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Holy Lord. How many believe tonight that God's grace will lead us home?
Yes.
Through many dangerous toils and snares, I have already come through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. It's grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Yes.
Oh, the working power of God's divine grace and how it touches and changes lives.
Yes.
And gives us overcoming strength. Holy Jesus.
Yes.
I don't know any way to explain it. How and why God's good grace touches a man or a woman who is so unworthy of it. Other than he loves us.
Yes, he does.
Now he could say, I know, Tommy, he loves me.
Yes.
How much did he love me? He hung on the cross, took the nails through his hands and his feet. He wore the crown of thorns that one day we could wear a crown of life. He took the curse upon him that he could be able to bless us. And you say, I want his blessing, Brother Tommy. Oh, Lord, I want to stay in his grace.
Amen.
Yes.
Paul wrote to the Ephesian saints, children of God, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Yes.
When you was lost and undone, dead in your sins, separated away from God and headed to hell, Jesus came and saved you. He raised you up and gave you new life.
Yes.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How can I get this grace, Brother Tommy? Believe on him. Ask him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you tonight that his good grace has never failed, Brother Jason.
That's right.
It's never failed me. Grace has never run out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It has kept me all of these many years. I stand by the grace of God. I'm still a going. I'm still a running. I'm still a singing. I'm still a preaching because this divine grace is with me. Can I say to you, church, through it all, say it with me, through it all, I can make it by the grace of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul's salutations. Brother Jason knows this well. Every letter that Paul writes to the churches, wrote 13 letters, he starts them all, grace to you.
Yeah.
If anybody knew about the grace of God, Paul did.
Paul did.
My gracious sakes.
Everybody's grace.
Whew. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He ended those letters to the saints of God saying, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Yeah.
Let's look at the life of Apostle Paul. How did you make it, Paul? How did you make it through all that you suffered and you went through? How did you do it and keep going and serving the Lord? Let's look for a little clue here in 2 Corinthians 4:7. Paul says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. How many's got a treasure tonight? Oh Lord, how many's got the Spirit of God living inside of your heart? How many's got Christ? How many's got that abundant life? Hallelujah! Hey Lord, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What are you saying to all of us who are hurting, Paul? It's not in me myself keeping me a going. I have no strength. I have no power on my own. It's Him. It is Him. It's the Holy Ghost life-giving, quickening power that lifts me up and He keeps me going. He's breathing on me. I feel the breath of God. I feel the wind inside raising me up. He is my strength. And you say it tonight, church, God is my strength. Hey, Lord. He's my courage, Brother Jason. He's my sustainer. He is my hope. He's the joy of my salvation. Oh, Jesus, you're my joy and you're my peace. You're my comfort in a time of need. You're my rock. You're the one that I depend on. You're the road to hope when the light grows dim. When the ways of doubt come crashing in. You're my anchor in the troubled storm. Almighty God. And you say He's my God. He's the God of all comfort and the God of all grace. Hallelujah to the Lord. He's my peace. He's my hope. He's my strength.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Paul tells us on down. We're troubled on every side.
Troubled.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Troubled?
Yeah.
Troubled in mind, troubled in body, troubled in heart. You ever been there?
Come on.
Trouble all around you. Trouble. That'd be trouble. Oh God, we see it. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Not distressed.
I'm not coming apart. Paul said, I ain't crashing. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody holding me up. Hey, I feel the Lord in here. Hey, come on. Raise your little hand. He's a keeping ring from going down. He's keeping me from breaking apart. He's keeping me from crashing. Yes, He is. I'm not distressed. I'm not worried. Hey, Lord, I'm not wringing my hands because Jesus is in my life.
Yeah.
He said we're perplexed. That word in the Greek, perplexed, means being in a state of not knowing what to do, a state of confusion. You have no answers to your question. Oh God, things don't make sense.
Come on now.
You are perplexed.
Yes.
You don't know which way to turn.
Which way?
How do I get out of here? Will I ever get through this? Is there help and hope for me? Will I come out? He said, he goes on, oh Lord, we are perplexed, but we're not in despair.
Come on,
can you say I'm glad that Jesus comes right on time? Get him away over in the house. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey, Lord, when you come to that time in your life, you feel like your back's against the wall, and you find yourself in a corner, and you don't know what to do. Hold on, for King Jesus shall come through. Raise another hand. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Not forsaken.
It's one thing to have people to walk out of your life and leave you hanging. But Jesus said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. People may walk out, but God won't.
Right.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Yes.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Not destroyed.
I'll tell you, that old devil came to Paul a lot of times, Brother Jason. Knocked his feet out from under him.
Yeah.
He said, 5 times of the Jew, I received 39 stripes. Hey, Lord. He said, I bear in my body the marks. In other words, the scars of the Lord Jesus. He said, I've been stoned and left for dead. I have fought with the beast of Ephesus. Hey, Lord, I've been in perils in the sea. I know what it's like to be in a shipwreck. Hey, I know what it's like to have everything to go wrong. And no man stood with me. Howbeit Christ stood with me. I Paul knew what it was to be knocked down. But God, the devil could not knock the grace of God out of him. Raise him on a hand. He could not knock the love of God out of Paul. And Brother Jason, I believe that the devil, no matter what he throws or what we face or what we have to endure, God's grace will help us.
Amen. Yes, thank God.
Holy God, that grace raised him right back up.
Grace.
Raised him back up.
Grace.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I'm not destroyed. Amen.
Not destroyed.
It ain't the end of me.
Right.
I'm telling you, I got my mind made up discerning. Holy Lord. I tell us all here tonight, Brother Chandler, there is no comparison between sin and grace. Just how powerful is sin? Sin is the cause for all sorrow, trouble, and shame.
Yeah.
Remember, from sin came the curse. And with the curse, Brother Jason, sickness and sadness, hurt and pain, broken hearts, and every other trouble. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Say it with me. Grace did much more abound. God's grace is far greater. It is an abounding grace. It abounds in every need for both now and every tomorrow of your life. Hallelujah. Until we leave this world. Look at that word abound. It means to prevail in every circumstance with more than enough to make it through and overcome. It is an overflowing supply of God's love and mercy. It is enough to keep us. It is enough. Forget him away, Lord. I can make it tonight.
Oh, God, thank you for grace.
I love to get carried away when I write. Of course, I'm typing now. place is the spring. Listen. And the source of all blessings and every benefit that you'll ever receive from the hand of God.
Yes.
Listen. Everything that you get from God, every blessing, every touch will come through the avenue of grace. That's the spring. Stay with me just a few minutes. It is the divine inspiration. Grace is the inspiration of our Creator sent to us by His Holy Spirit that renews our hearts and puts comfort and strength in the soul. When you're at your weakest, when you are at your lowest, and you feel the most helpless and hopeless, it's when God's grace shows up. Hallelujah. Can you say here tonight, the devil has come too late to tell me that I can't make it?
Right.
Devil ever told you you can't make it? He can never persuade me in this good way. Never, Satan, will you ever persuade me in this good way to let up, to slow up, to shut up, and to hang it up, and to give up my faith. Never.
Right.
All we need is God's divine touch and divine grace.
Praise God.
I believe I'm going to praise Him till He calls me home. I'm going to keep on singing His praises. Keep right on a shouting. Keep right on a worship of the Lord. How many's with me tonight? Hallelujah to God. Praise be to the Lord. I've already tasted, hallelujah, a little bit of heaven. I know what it's like when I have the joy of the Lord. I crawling on the inside of me.
Amen.
Come too far. This world has nothing to compare to God's love and God's grace. Praise be to the Lord. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to shout.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it feels pretty good right here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, sweet Jesus.
On,
I praise you, sweet Jesus.
Lord, I praise you.
I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad that I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm glad for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad for that anointing. I'm glad for the Holy Ghost. I'm glad for the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. I'm glad it's real. I'm glad it'll keep you warm, Sister Alicia. I mean, had you felt that well overflow on the inside of you? You cannot explain it. The tears fill your eyes. You can't help but raise your little hand and say, I love you, Lord. I love you. Can we do that tonight? Thank God for this grace, this saving grace.
Amen.
Thank you,
grace.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe we can get excited. Can I tell you that grace, what is grace? It's a spirit. Spirit of God. Listen now. Oh, the spirit of grace. I love this, Brother Jason. Zechariah 12 and 10. God said, I will pour upon the house of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace. The spirit of God can call back. He can call people back from the edge of death. Hey Lord, He can visit inside the prison cell. He can visit in an ICU unit. Hey Lord, when somebody's laying flat on their back, grace can show up. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, it saves. Hallelujah. That grace renews and it revives. It restores a soul. It puts joy for living for God inside of you.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the joy tonight.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's not hard for the Jason to get excited and to praise Him.
Hey,
thank you, Lord. Your Heavenly Father wants you to know that His grace is bigger.
Bigger.
stronger and greater than anything in this world.
That's right.
The sin of it and the devil. But listen, it has no trouble lifting up and sustaining you when you're weak and when you're going through it.
Yeah.
Just think, God's grace is stronger than deliverance. Wait a minute, Tommy, you're over our head. Grace is stronger than deliverance.
Yes.
Remember, you can be delivered from something once, but it's that divine grace. It's not a one-time application, but it keeps on keeping you, hallelujah, and touching you over and over every day.
Amen.
It endures. Grace never wears out. Grace never gets tired. It never gets weary, Brother Jason. We get so tired and so weary and so worn out. But grace don't. And that's the reason Paul was telling the Jews, the proselytes and the Gentiles, continue in the grace of God. I feel the Lord right here. Raise your little hand and say, God, I want to stay in your grace, Lord. I want to stay where grace is, where grace is, God. Yes, I do. I want to be where your spirit is, Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, Lord, I got to have you. Oh, Lord, I can't do without God, Brother Jason. I cannot do it. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I was thinking today, Shuffy, of the people that's dying and leaving this world without God. Brother Jason, my heart's broken. They preach people into heaven in all kind of shapes and conditions they go out of this world in.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something tonight. God knows the heart. He knows where we stand. And I could see myself standing before people trying to justify their loved ones that leave, seems like, with no hope. Jesus said, and look at me, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind, and with all of thy strength. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't love him and give him your all, if you do love him, you'll love his house. Raise your hand and praise him. Come on. I said, if you really, really love God and you're serving him and you want to go to heaven, you will be in his house. Yes, you will. You'll love to be with the saints of God. I pity those that will stand before God at the judgment.
Yeah.
And oh, Lord, lost and undone. They stayed at home. They wouldn't come. They wouldn't worship my God in heaven. Just because you're a good moral person, that don't make you able to enter the kingdom of God. It does not. It does not. Feel God.
Come on, brother.
You could give to charities. You could give multitudes, thousands of dollars to help. You could be good to your family. Be good to people. But that'll not get you to heaven.
Right.
We're going to have to sell out and say, I want to stay with the grace of God. I feel him in this house. Raise your hand. I want to stay with the grace of God.
I want to stay with the grace of God.
Brother Jason, I want it to be well with my soul.
Yes.
I want it to be well. You said it so many times, Brother Jason, about your Uncle Larry is saying, Jesus cannot say to you on the judgment day, well done, if you have not done good and been done well.
That's right.
He cannot do it.
He
can do it. I'm making feel tonight, Tommy. I'm on my way. I'm holding on. Come on. How many are holding on? I want God. What's about everything in my heart? I want to hold on. Brother Jason, I want this grace to keep me.
Yeah.
How many knows it will keep you?
Yes, God.
Yes.
Holy, holy,
yes,
holy.
Oh, God.
I'm going to wind this down here. Grace will meet you in the morning.
Yes, it will.
And it'll be with you all through the day.
All day long.
Even when you're hurting. Even when you're hurting.
Yes.
And you're going through it. Being tempted and tried. Oh God. Grace stays with you through the long, lonely nights. It's there in the good times. But it really shows up in the bad.
Yeah.
It is dearest and sweetest and nearest to you in your times of suffering. It knows how to comfort. That sweet grace will console you in sorrow and times of loss. Yes, it will. That divine grace is none other than God's gentle, loving Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He is that comforter sent to be with us and be in us to minister and help us in our times of need. God's grace is sufficient and continually being made enough for us to make it through. Come on, Sister Mary, to the piano. It is an ever-flowing, constant, daily supply for every need. It is nigh and close by the sickbed of the suffering child of God. How many times has this wonderful grace showed up in a dear brother and a sister's prayer?
Yes.
And words of encouragement that came to you from them right when you needed it.
That's right.
How many's glad for your brother and sister?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah to God. I'm glad for you all. Oh, I've seen God's grace ministering to his people to fill the void and the emptiness in these times of trouble. Praise God. All right. How can I get this grace, Brother Tommy? Hebrews 4:15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But was all in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Would you stand with me? Those at table, would you stand with me? Anybody in the house, are you here tonight? And you need God's grace. I need more of it, Lord.
Yes.
Can we find a place right now to pray? Come on.
Grace.
Let's pray. Please, please.
Oh, I need more grace, Lord.
Continue in the grace of God.
Grace.
Persuaded them, Paul did at Barnabas. Please, please stay in the grace of God. Come on, tell him. Jesus, I need you more than anything in this whole wide world, God. I want you more than anything, dear Lord, in my life. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, God, I love you. I love you. I praise you.
Thank you, Lord, for grace.
it's brought me a long way. Telling children, it's your grace keeping me, Lord. It's leading me. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's
amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Thank you, Jesus,
for that hour that grace first appeared.